So three quarters of a century ago, in a red brick building at 133 C Street Southeast in Washington, D.C., a group of politicians, angry about the New Deal of Franklin Roosevelt, registered as a church and affiliated with a Christian group known as The Family. C Street's friends and family have included Strom Thurmond, Pat Robertson's father, John Ashcroft, the former senator from Missouri and a former attorney general, and others. Question, is this a political home base for what has become the conservative social agenda in the United States? Is the C Street address something of a Christian madrasa school, in this case to train a political elite in America? Or is it a secret society that wields power behind the scenes and plays by its own rules, not necessarily the rules spelled out in the U.S. Constitution? Author Jeff Charlotte has been researching C Street for years. He's been inside the address. He's the author of a new book about the happenings inside the building called C Street. The book is called C Street, The Fundamentalist Threat to American Democracy, and he joins us now from Monitor Studios in Washington, D.C. Jeff Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning, John.
So, first of all, how did you, and I hesitate to say stumble upon, but how did you first come into contact with this address and this locale, which seems to have so many significant names associated with it?
I really did stumble upon it. I was working on another book about unusual religious communities around the United States, and a man I'd known many years said he wanted me to see what he had gotten involved in, and I told him I didn't share his beliefs, and he said beliefs didn't matter. It was about obedience. And so I found myself first living with the organization and visiting C Street, and then digging through their archives and interviewing politicians and discovering this really kind of large sort of elite kind of fundamentalism that most of us don't pay attention to.
Now, your book, C Street, The Fundamentalist Threat to American Democracy, is a follow-up to the bestseller you wrote called The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power. Do you think that fundamentalism is not so much a grassroots movement, or if it is a grassroots movement, it's accompanied by this sort of power elite secret society approach to making sure that the powerful offices of the government ascribe to certain fundamentalist views?
That's exactly it, John. The group it says that they seek a leadership led by God, and it does accompany the grassroots fundamentalism, which, you know, frankly, comes from the same democratic place that any other grassroots movement comes from, and there's no problem there. But this movement has the idea that we don't so much elect our leaders as God selects them, and therefore their job is to protect people like the men at the heart of the C Street scandal, Senator Ensign and Governor Sanford and so on.
So we've got a chapter from your book, C Street, on our website, thetakeaway.org. But give us a story that told you that this group had within its agenda something that you believe is completely at odds to American democracy.
Well, one of the things I thought was important about this was to follow the money out of C Street, not just focus on these sex scandals, but follow the money. And so I did. I followed Senator Tom Coburn to Lebanon, where he is promoting, he's encouraging Muslim politicians to become messianic Muslims, secret followers of Jesus. I followed former Congressman Mark Siljander, leader in the group, and his travels around the world, which have recently led him to plead guilty for obstruction of justice because he was sort of lobbying for Sudan. And most terrifyingly, I followed it to Uganda, where Senator Jim Inhofe, who speaks of using C Street as a political base, says he promotes the political philosophy of Jesus, worked with a number of Ugandan politicians, a sort of the Ugandan C Street, who have been to America and studied there, and what they're doing is promoting the most drastic, most draconian anti-gay bill in the world, death penalty for if you have gay sex more than once, 7 years in prison just for the conversation we're having now, 3 years in prison if you know a gay person and don't report them in 24 hours. I asked the Ugandans there, is there a connection between this and the family? And their answer was, it's no connection. It is the family. We wrote it. And some of the Americans are
opposed to it. And just to remind people,
but
the family here refers to this very specific Christian organization.
Yeah, the organization that runs the C Street House for congressmen. And you see these guys like Senator Inhofe, Senator Coburn, Senator Jim DeMint, very much in the news lately, traveling around the world. And what they're doing is promoting a personal religious belief, which they're entitled to do on their own time, but they're doing it with taxpayer dollars And in some cases, they're doing it in places like Uganda, where it has frankly put the idea of genocide on a simmer. In Uganda, there is a very, very dangerous situation right now where they're proposing, as the author of the bill told me, says, you know, our goal is to kill every gay person in the country.
You've also talked about some of the individuals who've stumbled within this C Street address and within this family organization. Governor Sanford of South Carolina, perhaps the most prominent among them. What is the response of individuals who have fallen sort of to the other side of the rules and either get themselves in political trouble, as a senator, or as a Governor Sanford did, or who actually run at odds with the law?
Yeah, you know, it's that response actually that brought me back to the story. Having written about it in the past, I wanted to write about it in the present. Governor Sanford said the reason he was going to stay in power, although he had called for others to resign in his similar situation, was that he was like King David, and that the sense that King David, you remember your Bible story, seduces a woman, arranges to have her husband killed, wasn't always a good guy, but was chosen for power. And that's an idea that I had encountered in the organization, and that is really essential and actually distinguishes them from grassroots fundamentalism. You know, there's a lot of ordinary Christians who are just as upset about this as anybody else, upset about this idea that politicians might assume that they are especially anointed for power and that morality is for the little people, not for them.
Where do we find this sense of being anointed and select in the 2010 elections, if you were to look out and cast a sort of an image through this lens of the current electoral campaign?
Well, the C Streeters are in pretty good shape right now. Senator Jim DeMint is facing Alvin Green in South Carolina, and that's about as a clear anointing as is going to happen. There's no way he's going to lose. Senator Sam Brownback in Kansas is stepping up to the governor's office. And his successor, there you had an unusual race, two C Streeters, Representative Todd T. Hart and Representative Jerry Moran, squaring off. Jerry Moran got it, and he'll take that seat. I see another seat that's very interesting in Pennsylvania, Representative Joe Pitts. Listeners may remember the Stupak Pitts Amendment,
sure,
the anti-choice amendment that almost derailed health care. And Pitts is for the first time facing a real challenge from a woman named Lois Hare. What was interesting about that was he comes from a very conservative district, and I think a lot of people there would have no problem with the issues he was championing, but the way he was doing it in this secretive way.
Wow.
Conservative folks don't like that any more than liberal folks, and he was denying that he had any connection to the organization despite a long paper trail, despite money going back and forth.
Fascinating. Fascinating stuff. Jeff Charles, the author of the new book, C Street, The Fundamentalist Threat to American Democracy. He sees effects of this group and the people at that powerful address in the 2010 elections. Jeff Charlotte, thanks so much.
We actually have a chapter from Jeff Charlotte's book, C Street, on our website. You can check it out at thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.